This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arkel Matthew. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today will virtually lay the foundation stone of various development projects in Maharashtra worth over 7,600 crore rupees through video conference. Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of the upgradation of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar International Airport, Nagpur. In addition, Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of the new integrated terminal building at Shirdi Airport. Prime Minister will also launch operationalization of 10 government hospitals, colleges, medical colleges in Maharashtra. In line with his vision to position India as a skill capital of the world, Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Indian Institute of Skills, Mumbai. Further, Prime Minister will inaugurate the Vidya Samiksha Kendra of Maharashtra. The counting of votes for the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana concluded last night. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, secured a majority in the 90-member Legislative Assembly in Haryana, winning 48 seats. With the win, the party has got historic third consecutive term. On the other hand, the Indian National Congress captured 37 seats. The Indian National Lok Dal won 2 seats and among independent candidates, 3 emerged victorious. In Jammu and Kashmir, the National Conference Congress Alliance is set to form the next government, surpassing the halfway mark with 48 seats in the 90-member assembly. The National Conference secured 42 seats, while its alliance partner, the Indian National Congress, won 6 seats. The BJP won 29 seats. The Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party, PDP, secured 3 seats, while the Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference Communist Party of India, Marxist, and the Aam Aadmi Party each won 1 seat. Independents claimed 7 seats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, "Truth, development and good governance have won in Haryana." He said, "People of Haryana gave a hat-trick of victory to BJP on the issue of development." Addressing party workers at BJP headquarters in New Delhi after historic assembly elections results for BJP in Haryana, Mr. Modi congratulated the people of Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir. President Draupadi Murmu will visit All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA, in New Delhi today. On the occasion, the President will address the 8th Foundation Day celebration of All India Institute of Ayurveda. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 2-day visit to Vientiane in Laos from tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 21st ASEAN-India Summit and the 19th East Asia Summit, with Laos as the current chair of ASEAN. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared that this year India has eliminated trachoma as a public health problem. With this, India has become the third country in the Southeast Asian region to achieve this milestone. The WHO officially certified India during its regional committee meeting in New Delhi yesterday. Trachoma is a contagious bacterial infection that affects the eyes and spreads through the eyes, eyelids, nose or throat secretions of infected people. The Reserve Bank of India is going to announce its bi-monthly policy today. The 3-day monetary policy meeting began on Monday. In Mozambique, voting for general elections will be held today to elect a new president, parliamentarians and provincial governors. More than 17 million registered voters will cast their ballots today. Counting will begin immediately after polls close in the evening. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India will face Sri Lanka in their third Group A match this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. IST. In the other match, South Africa will take on Scotland starting at 3:30 p.m. IST. In men's cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in the second T20 International of the 3-match series in New Delhi today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. IST. In table tennis, India will face Japan in the semi-final of the Asian Table Tennis Championship in the women's team event in Kazakhstan today. The Indian team is guaranteed its first ever medal in the championship, regardless of the result. And that is the end of the news bulletin.